The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Gosh, it's Thursday, the 18th of September, 7:05 in the morning. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Wow. It's already Thursday. How'd that happen? I turned my back. Good morning, David.
Good morning. It's already September. It's already mid-September.
It's even past mid-September.
This year, except February, went really fast.
It what?
This year, except February, went really fast.
No, February was the slowest month of my lifetime. July was pretty long, too, but February was the longest month I have ever lived through. And I have no idea why it was. It just kept going on and on. You know, when you're saying, oh, good morning, hey, welcome February the 43rd. Gosh, it was. It's terrible. Anyway.
It's the Air Force's birthday today.
Okay. Off we go into the wild blue yonder. We used to sing it like that. No, Air Force. God bless them. Many time we have transported on Air Force aircraft. They give high cover. Oh no! And the B-50, watching a B-52 strike in real life is—it's not a life changer to you, but it sure is a life changer to the people on the ground. Probably. Anyway, good morning, everybody. And today, partly sunny with a high near 96. Slight chance of showers tonight. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 83 and a 20% chance of showers on Friday night. Saturday, 87. Sunday, 91. Monday, it starts heating up again to 97, but Tuesday down to 91, another chance of showers. So maybe we'll get some showers this time. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, a family-owned business in Anderson, been in the business for 30 years, won awards for hiring veterans, state-level awards for hiring veterans there at the business, and gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, we did have a guest at 7, but looks like they have not made it today. But, you know, there are so many things going on. I think one of the biggest is, no matter how important you think you are, there can be that responsibility you've got to show. And if you don't use it responsibly, your platform, you can be punished. And that's Jimmy Kimmel. Late Night Show was indefinitely suspended following his remarks about the Charlie Kirk killing. He said that we have hit new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk is anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. Boom. ABC pulled a show. And the company that ABC, you know, these two big media organizations that are trying to get it through the FCC, pulled every one of Kimmel's shows off their networks. So this was probably an easy decision for Disney and ABC to make. Anyway, so what's going to happen? Because now we're kind of in uncharted waters. You suspended him. For how long? A week? 2 days? 30 days? A year? Forever? We'll see. And speaking of the teacher that made those comments, and it, you know, reap what you sow is what he wrote about Charlie Kirk. Yeah, I guess that works for you too, for the teacher. I'm not mentioning his name. He's already going through a life-changing experience. But then he also made a comment about Congresswoman
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, and he said, "Who's going to shoot her?" or something like that.
I think it was someone kill her.
Oh, someone kill her. That's it. That one was, yeah, there's no call for that. And a lot of parents are upset that you've got teachers in there that are doing that. And so then there's this poll that says, should teachers be able to express their political comments? And the answer is yes, no, or sometimes. You know, really, if somebody says, you know, and they're polite about it, and they're not, you know, inflammatory, that says things like, you know, I think this person, you know, that kind of thing. I have no problem with that. It's if they get into things like this, though, and they're celebrating the death of somebody or calling for the death of somebody. No. Hey, you're a teacher. You are mentoring my child, my grandchild, my niece, my nephew, and you're saying things like that. This is what you believe. Then maybe I don't want you around my kids. So, anyway, that's happened too. And I cannot read that, buddy. You know, we just bought a bunch of new ones.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich, what's up? Hello, Richard.
I'm here.
Okay, you're up. You're on.
Hey, good morning. There's always a delay, Carl, pushing the buttons. Thank you. I was at the meeting last night, Pacheco. Full house in the cafeteria.
I imagine a lot of people there. Yeah,
and even some of the there was three students that I saw that even stood up and said, "Yeah, you know, probably not appropriate what the teacher did and said." And they even the students said they did not want him to be there anymore. So very powerful, and you know what. This is happening all over the country, as you probably already are aware, teachers, professors, and there is no freedom of speech, even as a public sector employee in California, almost all of the union contracts, your behavior off campus, off the clock, away from your work, if your behavior is so egregious that it can be it can put a ding in the profession, bad light, affect the reputation of your public employer, et cetera. You absolutely can be disciplined for off-duty, off-the-clock behavior. So that's not even the issue, really. But a lot of people are not aware of that, Carl.
Well, you know, I disagree with a little something you said. They do have the right of the First Amendment, but they also have to understand with that First Amendment comes responsibility. So if you're going to say this, say it if you want, but there can be repercussions, and there should be in many cases. And that's what you're talking about. If you bring notoriety and embarrassment to your employer, you can expect to be fired.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, in this, we're still a conservative county, and there's been other there's been other events where teachers in this county have their political leanings have been exposed, and they've you know either been fired or usually they just get transferred quietly, unfortunately, only to continue their behaviors in other school districts. But you know we're a conservative county, and you know people need to understand that. You know if somebody wants to have left political leanings, that's fine, but you know just make sure to keep it clean.
Don't call for death. Don't say someone should kill someone.
Yeah,
that's just wrong.
It is. But anyways, it was a good meeting. Lots of very passionate and I heard nobody speak in support of the teacher, which I hope that would have been interesting if somebody did, but anyways, it's a good meeting. It was the right thing to do, you know, to protect the kids and the parents and the school system in general. So, anyways, that's all I have, Carl. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. You've got the right to say what you want, But when you embarrassment and you bring embarrassment and a lack of trust from the public into your employer's business, and you then you've got to figure there's going to be repercussions. So, is it important enough to say someone should kill her, or you reap what you sow? I guess you're kind of the teacher's kind of reaping what he sowed. In this case, it's not a talk show. It's a teacher has, and it's probably not fair in many ways, but are held to a higher standard. They should be. Teachers should be held to a higher standard because they've got a lot of impressionable young children around them. And the question is if they feel this way in their social media, does it somehow transplant from social media into what they teach? I think there is the question and the parents and the school board fear that you're seeing. And Dolores, you're going to have to wait till after the break. We have to take a break and then you can come on right after the break and we'll be right back.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirsch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Zooming to me, the thunder. Adam, boys, give him a gun.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio's United States Air Force birthday. I've looked around for any birthday celebrations. I don't see any, unlike the United States Marine Corps, who is going to be celebrating our 250th birthday on November 10th. And if you go to Eventbrite, you can buy tickets now. Somebody called me and said they were sold out. That's not true. Go to Eventbrite, and now there are about, I don't know, 7 or 8 tables left. And some, you know, scattered seats. So if you want to come join us on the, for our 250th birthday, a night of pageantry, we are providing challenge coins, one of a kind challenge coins to everybody that's there, to commemorate the 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Everybody's invited. It's not just for Marines. It's for all services. It's for civilians. Many of my civilian friends have bought tables, and just had a great time. You know, had them last year and they got them this year. So we've got a great guest speaker, a man that has got, a history that you can, I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Lieutenant Colonel Rivers. There's going to be the pipes and drums. It's, you know, all of that. So, go to Eventbrite, Reading, November 10th, and get your table. And when you pay, and tickets are $40. I think when you add the Eventbrite on, it comes up to $44. But that includes dinner, music, dessert, the whole ceremony, a night of fun. And we get there around 5 o'clock, and you're out of there probably around 9. So you're not it's not going to be an all-night affair. That's for sure. Okay. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I'm very disturbed that the Tuesday meeting in the city of Shasta Lake, they had an item on the agenda for regarding freedom of speech, okay, regarding their updating their policy. And only I, myself, and 4 other kids from a college but they spoke against our freedom of speech regarding the policy, because the policy basically restricts people from speaking. And, you know, sometimes I have a high voice, or, you know, I'm very passionate of what I believe. And, you know, if you make any remarks of, you know, slander or loud voice and, you know, a profanity or, you know, interrupt, it's just on and on. It's like, I'm so bothered that nobody, you know, from Reading or, Shasta County, it doesn't matter. They should have, that room, that chamber should have been packed. I'm so upset is that our freedom of speech is in jeopardy right now. It's everywhere. It's happening. And that room should have been packed. People who believe in the Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, that room should have been packed. It doesn't matter if you live in that city or not. I tried to attend multiple meetings, even in Tehama, I attend meetings. So our freedom should be number one right now, because that number, you know, that's going to be going away. And they don't see that.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Yes. Well, thank you, Dolores. My guest just showed up. She hasn't. You're not on until 7:30. We're still good. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so, you know, Carl, I just don't understand. Even 2 or 3 people who claim to be Republicans passed it. 5-0. They passed it. If you get removed from the chamber, it has to come to a vote for the board, for the council to approve it for you to come back. How does that work? They can't do that. They did receive a letter from the Freedom of Coalition, First Amendment Coalition, basically telling them that you can't do this. It's unconstitutional. Do they listen? They didn't listen. So this is where it's going. We're going to lose our freedom of speech, so we better start learning to stop attacking people in the Board of Supervisors, meetings, and say, oh, I don't like what she says. Can you do something about what she's saying? You're attacking your own constitution when you're asking the board of supervisors to take action.
You've made your point, and I see where you're. I can see why you're upset. Yeah. So, thank you, Dolores.
Okay, well, Carl, thank you.
You bet. Bye bye. Let me see what else we have here. That shooting in Pennsylvania of those police officers. It appears that they were going out on a domestic disturbance call. And there was five officers. And the shooter hid in a cornfield, camouflaged up, and killed the first three police officers, wounded two others before he himself was killed in a gun battle. So, I mean, he knew what he was doing. This was planned. Gosh, our hearts go out to the, it's a small county out there. I kind of picture it'd be kind of like Shasta County if we had five sheriff's deputies out someplace and three were killed and two wounded. I mean, that's a huge hit on the community. And I don't know what's going on with people. You get this Charlie Kirk thing, and you get schools being shot up. There is a undercurrent in our country now. Is it because of social media? I think social media exasperates us. But then you look at the shooter of Charlie Kirk. He was raised in, it seemed like, a normal family. There was no indication. He went off to college. To the university, and some people say, oh, he went off to the university and, you know, he's radicalized. Well, he was only there, I think, for a semester. Came back home, and went into the trades, wanted to be an electrician, and which is something that Charlie Kirk pushed when he was out there. He says, you don't need to have a college degree to have a well-paying jobs and to do things that, you know, that can make you happy while you're working. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to go to college. He wasn't down on college. He just thought that colleges indoctrinated people. And I'm sure some do. And there's probably some that don't. However, when this guy, you know, within the last year, it appears that he started radicalizing. Now, he had fallen in love with a guy that was changing to a girl, and I'm sure that had something to do with it. Charlie Kirk didn't believe in transgenderism. He said there was males and females, two sets of chromosomes, and this seemed to infuriate people. He was against parents having their children operated on and changed, their sex changed when they were children. And he fought against that, and of course against abortion. And this is infuriating to people, but to the point where, and you follow the text that he was sending, he had a chance, so he's going to take it. He was really worried about getting a rifle back so his father wouldn't know, and as soon as the father saw the rifle, he knew who it was. So, so many things that are going on right now. I mean, people losing jobs. Governor Abbott suspended or canceled the teaching credentials of over 100 teachers in Texas for their comments. And again, you know, Dolores is just talking about the freedom of speech. Yeah, you have freedom of speech, Dolores, just like these teachers did, just like the one here at Pacheco. But it has repercussions. Words are like bullets. Once they're out, you can't pull them back. You can try to erase them off your social media. And do they kill? It's like a bullet can? No. But they can lead to hurt, into disaster, to pushing other people into things. And this is what we're seeing in many cases, that this... It's okay to kill people because you disagree with them. It's not okay to kill people because you disagree with them. It's wrong. And at some point, people are going to have to realize this. And it's not like you could just reset the whole world by pushing reset or escape. And everybody resets and goes, oh, okay, let's just start all over. It's not going to happen. It's too difficult. Has it gone too far? That's up to us. That's up to each individual. All right. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about these rebates. And we come back, we're going to have Nation's Finest with us.
Football season pick. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric? With so many sizes available, you'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush winterizer fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauch Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at lauchlandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, you just heard the ad for Quick and Clean Car Wash. And a lot of times people think, oh, you just drive through a car wash, it's not that good. Well, let me tell you, coming back from Pendleton, Oregon, I rode by Klamath Lake and at night. And literally the bugs hit my truck, my white truck. So many of them, I couldn't see through the windshield. Had to pull off the road into a big service station there and wash the bugs off my windshield. So you can imagine what my truck looked like. Took it down to Quick and Clean on, and that was Saturday, and see, I got back, you know, anyway. So it had a chance to bake in the sun for a day, and then at work for a day, and then I took it down there, and they totally, Quick and Clean, got every bug off that truck. Those kids were in there scrubbing and spraying and scrubbing, and they got all the bugs off. And then the machines they have in there clean the rest of it off. I can't say enough about it. And you think about it. Think about that. It was the bugs were so thick it covered your windshield, and we've all seen that happen before. Okay, Karen Kimpley's with me from Nation's Finest. Good morning, there, young lady.
How's it going?
Good. So tell people about Nation's Finest.
Nation's Finest nonprofit. We are located in Redding. We have locations California, Arizona, Nevada. We are on an SSVF grant, and we have 15 locations.
Which is a what?
A supportive service grant for veterans.
Okay.
And we, I cover the top seven counties here in the North State. So Shasta, Trinity, Siskiyou, Tehama, Plumas, Modoc, and Lassen. Mm-hmm. So travel a lot, just getting more exposure out in the area, letting veterans know that there's help out there. So we help veterans, if they're homeless, get into housing, and if they're struggling on rent, utilities, we're able to catch them up, and possibly vehicle repairs or any other. We have plenty of resources under our belt. There's just a lot of veterans out there struggling, don't know that there's help, and next thing you know, they're homeless out on our streets. Last ones should be struggling, our military veterans that serve our country and our freedom.
And you told a story, and let's share that story
about that
Vietnam vet.
Yeah, so I've been traveling up Bernie Alter's area, stopped by the VFW bar, hand out my information to all the veterans, let them know that there's assistance. Met a gentleman up there, 77s, Vietnam veteran, worked for the Forest Service part-time, so he had no retirement, owned his own home, Social Security, was helping him, but not, barely making ends meet, so he had to continue to work. I talked to him about his condition, exposed to Agent Orange, tinnitus, PTSD, anxiety, depression, sleeping problems. Just letting him know there's, his disability would bring him, probably 80 to 100%, where he shouldn't have to be working. He's owed that, served for our country. So I had stopped by there for the last, 8 months. Just hoping, I think he thought I was a bad headache coming in. Oh, Karen's back again. But, I was just trying to let him know that there's help out there.
Okay, and then he went to his veteran service office.
Yeah.
Would that have been in Shasta County or Modoc?
No, that would be Shasta County, and actually they have a representative that goes up to Bernie twice
a
month.
Yeah, that's right.
And so he didn't even have
to
come down
here.
Yep. Yeah. And so ended up getting him connected. I just stopped by there last Thursday. He said, 2 months prior to that, he had filed for his exam. He got 60% service connected. And when I was by there on Thursday, he said, "I just want to let you know Friday's my last day of work." And I said, "You know what? You are owed this. You shouldn't, have had to struggle for what you've been going through."
Uh-huh.
And congratulations. I'm so proud of you. And that's what we do in the work that we do. We want to support our veterans and let them know.
Well, now, he had his own house,
yep.
But it was tough making ends meet. So
absolutely.
If he gets a 60% disability, and it sounds like with Agent Orange and some of the other things he's got work going on at his age, it'll probably be more. Well, that's going to give him enough money to live, and he's not to worry about it along with Social Security.
Absolutely. And he was actually even more proud, too, just knowing that now that he will be able to be retired, he can work on getting that up to 100% because – he won't have to go into work and can make those appointments, and which is huge. And just letting our veterans know that there's assistance out there. They're owed that. You know, and the mental health, is very important, just to stabilize them. And we have so many resources at our fingertips. It's unbelievable that our veterans are struggling.
Well, you know, the thing about, nation's finest is that there are veterans that are going through things. Some of them are drugs, some of them are alcohol, but there are others that are just, they're kind of aged and they need some assistance, and there shouldn't be homeless veterans.
No.
And you have provided housing for many veterans.
Yes.
Out there, and in some cases it's been, you know, they've been able to go there, they've been able to get off drugs, they've been able to get off alcohol dependence and go on with their lives. And
absolutely.
I think that's one of the things that you all do and you do well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have one veteran just in mind, was at the Good News Rescue Mission, walking to and from, still, I think, was possibly still doing alcohol outside. And a lady had stopped by, noticed him wearing a camouflage hat and said, are you a military veteran? And he said, yeah, absolutely. And she said, well, where are you headed? He said, oh, I'm headed to the liquor store. And she's like, well, where are you staying at? He said, the Good News Rescue Mission. And she handed him a flyer and said, hey, these people help veterans, go see Nation's Finest. And he did show up, to our location. We did put him in our sober living house. He wanted to be clean. And I'll tell you what, he's one of our biggest success stories, because, he was able to hold down a job and get him reconnected with his family. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. You know, his family showed up a year ago and said, you know what, we're so proud to have our son back. And that's what we want.
Well, of course, that's the best result.
Yeah.
When you can have something like that happen. And, the fact that you are taking care of what, 7 counties?
Yeah.
Up here?
Yeah.
And how many people would you say that are in Nation's Finest program up here in the 7 counties?
Oh, I would say definitely we probably have over, I would say at least 300 to 400. And outlining areas, we're finding them either coming from out of state or, just never have surfaced. You know, now they're struggling, so they're needing assistance. And I've just been getting the word out there, just trying to let them know that, hey, if you come across a veteran, give them my number. I'll be more than gladly to do an intake, go out and meet with them, see what's going on in their life and how we can help them.
Okay. Well, I think what you're doing is God's work.
It is.
And you're helping veterans out there. Now, how can people, if they want to get involved or donate? Do you take donations or how does that work?
Yeah, so we do take donations. Actually, today I just brought a truck and trailer. I'm going to get some furniture that Kubler's Furniture has donated for our veterans for their housing. So when we get them into housing, they're able to call us 530-223-3211 or nationsfinest.org. Anyone wants to make donations, we have a everybody's always asking. We want to keep it in our community. We want to keep it in our county.
Yeah.
They can contact, as long as they're not going corporation-wise, they can reach out to the Reading location and say, I want this designated to my veterans in Shasta County. I want this for my veterans in Tehama County or Trinity or any of the counties. And people like that because they want to give back to their veterans where they live.
Well, a lot of times people are downsizing.
Yep.
And here's a good chance that you've got some, you know, chairs, tables, beds that if you give Nation's Finest, it'll go to a veteran in
absolutely
need, and it'll go into one of the houses. How many houses do we have in this area?
For that we have personally?
Yeah.
So we have, two, actually. We have our sober living house on Park Marina, which houses 12 men. And then we just obtained another house off of Walden Street, which will be opening hopefully either the end of September or beginning of October. That will house 4, and that's going to be permanent housing. So huge thing, permanent housing is needed.
There was something going on down at City of Shasta Lake.
Yeah.
And then that's been put on hold though. Is that a funding thing?
It is. Yeah. Okay. After COVID prices went, you know, hugely, we were
going to build this place?
That was what the outcome was supposed to be. They're still tabling on what they're wanting to do.
Okay, and that was going to, 12 people?
Oh, no, that one would have been over 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that would have pretty much handled homeless veterans, I think, here in Shasta County.
Absolutely. Yeah, and a lot of people say there isn't housing available. There is a lot of housing available. I mean, we're housing anywhere from 3 to 5 a week, but that's because, you know, we have a housing locator. We have great property management companies, real estate companies in town working with us to house our military veterans.
Right.
They want to help out within the community, and giving back is huge. We're able to house them a lot faster because we know their barriers. So if they're a felon, low credit score, senior, children, pets, so we already know what property management's going in, so we're able to do that. Our housing locator's huge, just knowing everything at her fingertips. And then also we have a healthcare navigator that does help our veterans navigate to their healthcare. So if they're needing help with doctor's appointments, you know, cancer or transportation or something like that, they're able to accommodate them and help them and assist through those hard times.
Okay. I'm here with Karen Kempley, Nation's Finest. Again, how do people get a hold of you? Say they know a veteran that they say, well, you know what, maybe they can help them.
Absolutely. 530-223-3211 or nationsfinest.org. Or they can even visit our location. Our door's always open, 153 Hartnell, Suite 100. And we have been, expanding. We have almost up to, 10 case managers. We also work closely with HUDVASH, our VA that has, housing vouchers.
Mm-hmm.
They have an office right at our location also, so it's pretty much like a one-stop shop. We are able to, help veterans, to any extent. And if we don't have those, available, we reach out to our resources. We have a lot of people in the community, that, love donating to veterans. And
well, God bless you.
Absolutely.
And your people there.
Thank you.
You know, people talk about, you know, Shasta County supports its veterans, honors its veterans. Well, you know, there's people like you and other veterans organizations and the Veterans Service Office. They honor our veterans.
Absolutely.
I mean, you put your work into it. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to do something about it. And, you know, so God bless you and all your people. And, if there's anything that you all can do to help with Nation's Finest, you know how to get a hold of them, nationsfinest.org. They're right here in town. You can give Karen a call and reach out to them.
Absolutely. We would love that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you for being with us.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The Earth is 70% water. Land. But the entire sky belongs to us.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash, Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Hey,
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, Patrick Gorman's guy you need to talk to. Work injuries can be life-changing. You may not be able to go back to that job, and you're going to need retraining. You're going to need time. You're going to need treatment. And if it's not happening, Patrick Gorman is the guy that can help you do it. He's an expert in workers' compensation. Veteran, former law enforcement, now lawyer. You want somebody that's going to fight for you that knows the law, and that's Patrick Gorman. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168, and it's a free consultation. And he's located in Palisadro. His website is gormanlaw.com, and I totally trust Patrick Gorman. He's going to do a good job for you. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. All right. I don't know if you saw the story. I had the story. I saw it last week, and I just have not been able to get to it. But it appears that in a hotel downtown, and this is from Chief Brian Barner, recently discovered that we have 28 sex offenders and arsonists are staying at the Guest Place Inn and Suites on East Cypress Avenue. I got this off of Channel 7. They are enrolled in a no-boundaries transitional housing program. Now, this isn't the same thing as one we just talked about, Nation's Finest, at all. He says half of them are being sent to Reading by state parole from out of the area and even from out of state. Did you know about this, David? Did you read about that?
I did.
Offenders from Tennessee, Illinois, Fresno County, all over, and that should be a concern. They've got people in the hotel that don't know they've got sex offenders and arsonists living with them. I mean, I don't think the hotel. Oh, by the way, stay away from rooms 2, 4, 8, and 10. Now, those are pedophiles. Ed Roman, who is a well-known hotel owner and one of our leading citizens, said, we've noticed lately there's a lot of new faces on the street and some scary faces. And I assume after talking to Chief Barner, he goes, now you know why you're seeing these new faces. It's a direct reflection of these people that are being brought in from outside our community and housed here. Because during the day, they're out on the street, they're out walking around, and those are the people that we get calls for service is on. He's now, Chief Barner is looking at other programs and hotels in the city. This is one of those things that people say, oh, they're bringing in people from out of state. They're doing this. And, you know, there's no proof. Now there is. That they're bringing arsonists, sex offenders from other states into Redding. How can they do that? I realize that some of these, there's a hotel down the street that has a lot of homeless people that they've housed. So they're no longer homeless, I guess. But it is a, it's become a problem down there to the people and the businesses around there. Then you get this, where it's one thing to have a hotel that's dedicated to this. And there's another hotel, I think it's dedicated to being a halfway house, but it's dedicated to that. It's when you get a regular hotel that's got people in there and you haven't told the people checking in that we have sex offenders in the hotel and we're keeping them here. And they're not locked up. They're walking around, no boundaries, free. It seems to me that there's something wrong with that. That has, you know, because if you look on the sex offender thing, you know, it shows where all the registered sex offenders are in Redding, which is always a surprise. You look around and you're going, whoa, I didn't realize they were, you know, there. But to have them in this, maybe I'm making too big a thing of this, but I don't believe so. What do you think, David? I mean, would you check into a hotel, you know, you got a couple of, toddlers that are, you know, that are like the 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds that run around and all this, and they don't tell you that they're hosting, housing sex offenders and maybe pedophiles in there?
Yeah, I don't believe that's right.
I think they should tell you that.
I bet our listeners agree.
I bet they do. Anyway, this is at the, just so you know, at the Guest Place Inn and Suites on East Cypress Avenue. And this is according to this article I'm reading from Channel 7 and direct quotes from Chief Brian Barner. So if you've got people coming into town and you're looking for a place to stay, this may not be the place you want them to go to. Okay, what else we got here? I just, you know, when I see this, they turned in 10,000 signatures for a measure to override California voter laws. We're going to have them on the show next week to talk about what is this. Essentially what it is 10,000 people have signed a petition to say that there should be same-day balloting, restrict the use of absentee ballots, bring back counting votes by hand, even though it's against state law, require voter ID. I don't have a real problem with voter ID. I mean, I just don't. You show ID for everything. I wish you had to show ID or do something more when you're using that, you know, on your credit card, your debit card, you just tap. Don't have to put in your code. I'm not sure I like that. Because that means anybody just found your card laying there on the, you know, Costco, goes up to the gas station and just taps it. And that's it. Yeah. Of course, there is that responsibility of me to have a hold of my card. They turned him in on Tuesday, September 16th, 10,000 signatures. And Clint Curtis says that's going to be enough, he thinks, to get the measure on the ballot. Now, when is that going to be? It won't be to probably 2026 in June. By the way, Clint Curtis is going to be on our show next week, next Monday. So if you've got questions for Clint Curtis, this may be a time to ask him right there. And the other, what was the other thing? Oh, we got a minute and a half. The entertainment zone's coming to Redding. What do you want to know? It's going to open in October. Adults will be free to stroll through parts of Redding with a glass of wine from a permitted restaurant. I think it says other alcoholic containers can have open containers of beer, wine, and other alcoholic beverages. Yeah. Purchase from authorized restaurant and bars. What we have to do, and we don't have enough time to talk about it, but sometime I will, after looking at what Pendleton does, Pendleton, Oregon, in a small town, what they do, we are perfectly set up to do the same thing. Vendors, music, and everything. So we could do a week of rodeo, and thousands more than that come could be brought here. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got Simpson University and football is starting, and we got the football coach.
Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer are hailing a new technology investment pact between their two countries. The president says the deal includes billions for research and development, a range of cutting-edge tech.
Quantum computing, fusion, 6G, and civil nuclear energy, and align our nations through the approach of centered deregulation and innovation. And we're going to have a lot of deregulation and a tremendous amount of innovations just happening.
The Prime Minister says the UK stands to benefit mightily.
We have huge new investments from NVIDIA, Nscale, OpenAI, Google, Salesforce, and many more, backing cutting-edge British jobs for years to come.
It's among the fruits of the President's historic two-day state visit to the UK. Cost of borrowing will be coming down, the Fed approving a quarter-point cut in its benchmark interest rate, but it was not unanimous. President Trump's new Fed appointee was hoping for a larger cut.
Trump economic advisor Stephen Miron was a late addition to the Fed's Board of Governors this week, and he stood alone after the interest rate announcement. Miron was the only Fed policymaker who dissented from the decision to cut rates by a quarter of a point. Miron preferred a larger half-point cut. But Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said later there wasn't very much support for the bigger size cut among Fed officials. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There were American flags, salutes, and some tears along the route of a police procession in York County, Pennsylvania yesterday, honoring the three law enforcement officers shot to death while following up on a domestic-related incident, two other officers shot and wounded. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 126 points, NASDAQ ahead 234. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention investors with a 401k, IRA, or retirement account. The dollar has lost over 25% of its value in the past 5 years, and it's only going to get worse. Are you prepared for what's about to happen next? We are Advantage Gold, the number one customer-rated gold IRA company in America, and we are helping Americans prepare for the great de-dollarization by diversifying their portfolios with physical precious metals. We've partnered with former chief economist of the IMF, Kenneth Rogoff, to give away his latest book called Our Dollar, Your Problem, a must-read for investors. Call 800-741-GOLD, and we'll rush a free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem, to your doorstep, and include our special gold IRA investing kit, valued at $49. The dollar is losing value fast. Call 800-741-GOLD now to get your free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem and our free gold IRA investing kit. Supplies are limited. Consult your tax and financial professional before investing. Call 800-741-4653. That's 800-741-GOLD.
Alexei Navalny's widow says two independent labs confirm her husband was poisoned shortly before his death in a Russian Arctic penal colony.
Navalny explains Alexei had returned to his cell in the Russian prison and had convulsions in his face and upper limbs. In the medical office, they laid him on a couch. By this time, Alexei was already unconscious. Navalny, who crusaded against official corruption and staged massive anti-Kremlin protests as President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe, died in the Arctic penal colony in February 2024. He was serving a 19-year sentence that he believed to be politically motivated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli troops and tanks continue to push deeper into Gaza City as more people run for their lives. Strikes cut off phone and internet services across the region. The Israeli military says air force and artillery units struck the city more than 150 times in just the past few days ahead of ground troops moving in. Townhall.com. An e-commerce giant is stepping up to the plate for its employees.
Amazon says that it is making a $1 billion investment to raise wages and lower the cost of health care plans for its U.S. fulfillment and transportation workers. The average pay is increasing to more than $23 per hour. Full-time employees, on average, will see their pay increase $1,600 per year. Amazon also says that it is lowering the cost of its entry-level health care plan to $5 per week and $5 for co-pays. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Starbucks workers taking legal action against their employer, saying it violated the law when it changed its dress code, but refused to reimburse employees who had to buy new clothing. The employees are backed by the union organizing Starbucks workers. They filed class action lawsuits in state court in Illinois and Colorado. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thursday, Linda's on assignment. Today, November, don't we wish. September the 18th. 2025, 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And David's at the helm, and it's the United States Air Force's birthday.
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
I was just going with that one.
Okay, let's just let it go, because that's a big day.
It's also National Cheeseburger Day.
Whoa.
So find an Air Force vet, buy him a cheeseburger.
National Cheeseburger Day. Are there places out there giving away free cheeseburgers?
Ooh, good question right there.
Why don't you see if there's places giving free cheeseburgers out?
And
we'll announce that, too. Especially, we got the coach of Simpson football here. He may want to send his players out to completely destroy a restaurant. Not by destroying it, by beating it up, but just by eating cheeseburgers. Weather, partly sunny and hot today with a high near 96 and a slight chance of showers. This evening, low around 69, and it's going to be down to 83 tomorrow with a chance of showers, and Saturday sunny with a high near 87. It's going to be a beautiful day, great day for football.
Amen.
Sunday, a high near 91. It goes up to 97, back down around 91, and more chances of showers next Tuesday and Wednesday. So it's going to be kind of a varied forecast here, but it's going to be a beautiful weekend and cooling off. We're getting to fall. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company, been in the business for 30 years, into the third generation of the Kenny family running the business. I can't say enough about them. Wonderful customer service. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm sitting here with Sean Daniel.
Good morning.
Who is the football coach at Simpson University, Redding's own hometown university. And football season has arrived.
Yes, sir.
They have, in fact, our first home game is going to be this Saturday with the Mayville State University out of?
Mayville, North Dakota.
North Dakota. They are probably happy to get down here because they are probably already up to 2 feet of snow up there. And, well, I don't know if it's that bad. So, Sean, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm actually, native of California. My dad was, I was born in Balboa Hospital. My dad was in the Navy down there. Got out of that. And then a little around, but originally from a little oil field town of Taft, just outside of Bakersfield. And that's a great, great town, great place. Played my college ball in North Dakota, and then started coaching.
It wasn't at Mayville, was it?
And it was not at Mayville, no. I played against Mayville back in the day.
Is it true? The only thing between North Dakota and the North Pole is a barbed wire fence.
That's pretty much up there. There's actually a... In North Dakota and Canada, they share the Peace Gardens, which are one of the most beautiful gardens
ever. Okay.
It's absolutely gorgeous. So half the garden in Canada, half in North Dakota, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
We had a lecture from my mom's in the military, from Minot, North Dakota, where they keep the missiles.
Yeah, why not Minot?
There you go. And the thing that really struck us was, he was talking, well, we do this and this. All we were looking at was, that's a lot of snow for May.
That is
coldest
city in
America. And it's how do you handle that? You know, it wasn't anything about, well, if we launch these, these will happen. No. How in the hell do you, I mean, what do the families say? Well, you know, we have
you don't go outside for a few months.
No. So, anyway, okay. So then you played
college football. I had a great time, and then I came back. I lived in Santa Maria, California for 5 years.
And where's that at?
That's just north of Santa Barbara, right next to San Luis Obispo.
Okay.
Right there. Got it. Coach high school ball there. I worked at a church there for doing that, and then 5 years of coaching college ball in Texas,
mm-hmm.
4 years of coaching college ball in Nebraska.
Okay.
2 years of coaching college ball in Arkansas. 4 years of coaching college ball in Missouri.
Now, I've always wondered about this, that when you're coaching, let's say you're in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And so do they approach you, or you see that there's openings and you apply for them? Because they're always like, you always want to advance.
Correct. Yeah. So,
I mean, it's not like you're going from a 4-year university, to high school.
Sure. So, you know, when I was in, my first college job was in Texas and coaching. I did 5 years there. I was the O-line coach, recruiting coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And then, a job opened up at Nebraska at Midland University and, to be an offensive coordinator. So it mm-hmm. is a step up for me to be, just trying to move up the coaching tree.
Get more experience.
Yeah. And the job was posted, but, I knew the head coach, and the guys that I have worked with knew the head coach. So in this profession, really, you don't really hire people you don't know or work with. Cause
that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's too close.
You're way too close. I mean, the hours you put in, the work, and it's tough. And so
you kind of know that he's going to buy into you're going to buy into what he's doing.
His culture, what he wants to bring in, how he wants to recruit.
Yeah.
So it was through relationships how I got that job. And then, really, that's how I got every one of my job, except really, for the Simpson job. I was one of the last to apply. I was coaching in Kansas on one of my last ops. And then,
did somebody know you though from Simpson? Didn't Norm? No. Norm didn't know you. Okay. Well, then you must have had extraordinary credentials because they're very picky over at Simpson University.
It was, that was probably the longest interview of my life, and I've been through a lot of interviews. And this was my wife and I flew out on Saturday right after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
The season ended in Kansas, and so my wife and she's like 5 months pregnant, and so we fly out here together and. We have Sunday night. We have dinner with Dr. Hall and Allison, and then Mark Androsky and his wife. And that's kind of that's when the interview begins because it's the first time.
Never underestimate Allison either.
Oh no, what an amazing person!
She is an extremely intelligent woman.
Yeah. So we're sitting down at C.R. Gibbs, and we're there for like almost 3 hours, and talking. I'm like, all right, that's where we get. So the next morning, it started off at 8 a.m. I was me, my wife, and Dr. Hall were talking, and we didn't finish till almost 10 o'clock that night. And it was, we had about 7 different interviews with different committees and, whether it's the faculty or the staff or the student body. And that was Monday. And then Tuesday started all over again. It started about 8 a.m. and we finished at 5 o'clock.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was 2 full days of interviews to make sure they get that. The biggest thing I think at Simpson's a unique, and special campus and school. And they have what I love about Simpson. They have a standard. And they stick to it. And they're not going to waver or adhere or bend down or do anything to change the standard.
Right.
And so I think through these interviews and through all the conversations, they want to know who you are, what you're about, and you're not going to be able to sneak past anybody because of many different people. And so it was, my wife was in every single one of those interviews as well. She was there the whole time. And, it was special for us to do it. And then, of course, we fly back. to Kansas. And by the way, it was 16 degrees when we landed in Kansas after leaving here, and it was like 60 degrees. So we landed at 16 degrees of freezing ice in Kansas. And then about 2 weeks later, they called and offered me the job. And 48 hours later, I was on a plane flying out here.
That is a long interview.
It was.
I mean, I've been through long interviews. An international company hired me one time, and they flew me into Amsterdam. And you know, I was there the next morning, just like you, at 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. taking a computer psychological test. Then these three guys came in, and then finally the vice president of the company came in. And, you know, when they hired me, but I thought that was long. I've never had one like that, but listening to yours, mine was a walk in the park, you know, it's kind of like, oh, wow. So, but it worked.
It worked. And I am so grateful and honored, to be here.
You know,
what
they do over a period of time is not to wear you down, in my opinion, but it's to really find out who you are, because you are going to play a huge part on that campus. Beginning football, I mean, starting a football program, that's not easy. And we're going to talk about that when we come back from this break.
Yes, sir.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, right off at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is our jewelry store of choice. Why? Because they are great people. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with watch repairmen and stone cutters and jewelry designers, a huge selection of jewelry at very fair prices, Native American, state jewelry, old pawn, all the regular stuff you're going to see at very fair prices. And it's the only jewelry store that Linda goes to, and she's pretty much an expert when it comes to shopping for jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, again, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business 30 years here, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and has been voted best in the North State for the last 3 years in a row. And there's a reason for that. We'll be right back with Sean Daniels.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-in start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, welcome back to Creek Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. We are also, by the way, the official broadcasting radio network for Simpson University football. And we're going to be talking about that, about the schedule and when all that's going to start. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We talked about the different things that Shasta Regional Medical Center does, but one of the things we haven't talked about lately is the fact of their residency program. They have 20 doctors going through the residency program at Shasta Regional. Every year they get new ones in. It's a 3-year program. And this is one of the areas we as a community need to really get involved in, is making sure those residents feel like they're welcome in our community, that we want them to be here. We've got them for 3 years. We should do that. They should have season tickets to the football out at Simpson. They should have baseball tickets to the Colt 45s. They should have the symphony that's playing this weekend. They should have, you know, 6, 7, 8 tickets going over there to the people that are off on that day, to get them down and let them see the culture and see the athletics and see our beautiful, beautiful city here. So, but what Shasta Regional has done is they've got them here. Now it's up to us to help them keep them here. All right. I'm here with Sean Daniel, the football coach at Simpson University. And the season has started. And our first home game is this Saturday.
7 o'clock, Foothill at Palisadro.
Now, it's going to be at Foothill and Palisadro at the football stadium there. We are going to broadcast that game. And it's going to start at 7 o'clock with our professional broadcaster, Jacob Green. And David's going to be the producer here in the studios. And you're going to be able to hear the football game if you can't make it there. But this is Redding's hometown university. We have football. And your schedule, you guys, you're aiming high here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're playing UCLA. No. No, but tell us about the conference you're in.
Yeah, so, you know, this is our first year being in the Frontier Conference. So year zero when I got hired, we just played 2 football games.
Are these teams I'm seeing here in the Frontier Conference?
Yeah, all of them but the PLU, but they're all Frontier. So we have Mayville coming in from North Dakota. Well,
yeah.
On Friday, Friday night, we fly to Minneapolis and bus to Fargo, spend the night. We play in Valley City, North Dakota next Saturday. The team this year, we have 2 flights. We're flying to Arizona to play Arizona Christian. So we have 2 flights this year, getting our guys out there. And then the rest of the time we'll bus. The one long bus is we go all the way to Montana to play Carroll College, which, you know, Carroll's a good program. They've won probably more NAI national championships than anybody. And what we drive, we leave Thursday and it's a 14-hour bus ride.
Well, you know, I see, they're going to be here Southern Oregon University?
Yep, just about Ashley.
Did I just see Southern Oregon University playing like a top?
Yeah, they played Western Oregon, a nationally ranked D2 program.
So, well, I thought I saw Southern Oregon playing like somebody that was in like the, you know, the 1A conference, you know, one of the big teams out there. Anyway, so this is a tough conference.
It is.
You're aiming high.
Aiming high. And you know, it's a West Coast team. We're the only NAIA program in the state of California. And so,
wow,
it's as big as California is. California really does not have a lot of football. Junior colleges, there's a lot of junior colleges that play football in the state of California,
yeah,
which is,
yeah,
awesome. It's great, yeah, great football.
Sure. Yes.
But after that, there's really only, eight Division Threes, and they're all in Los Angeles. And then we're the only NAI, zero NCAA Division II football programs, and then there's the Division Ones.
Now, NAIA, is that right?
NAIA? Yeah, NAIA, yep.
What is that for people that are going,
sure,
I don't know what that is.
Well, the start of the conference, they always say NAIA is very similar to NCAA Division II, the scholarship structure, how it's set up, the,
okay,
talent level. So NCAA Division II is the most comparable way that I could
okay,
I can say that. But it's not NCAA. We're governed by the NAIA. So it's just two different governing boards.
And this is for smaller universities and colleges?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm familiar with it because the college I went to was NAIA.
What school is that?
Central Washington State.
Yeah.
Back then it was Central Washington State College. Now it's Central Washington University. I don't think it's gotten much bigger since then, but they do have a hell of a rodeo team there. But back then, their big claim to fame was their wrestling program. They sent like 10 wrestlers to nationals.
That's amazing.
It is. They had a big photo of them all on the rope, all of them hanging on the rope from the top down, right? And, but the thing is NAI, it's very competitive, but it's just at a smaller level.
Yes, It's very, the talent level is pretty impressive and pretty amazing. The guys getting out.
So, now tell us about the team. I mean, this is what? Third year?
I consider it the second year in the aspect, because year zero we brought in 60 guys, didn't play any games, just played two JV games. And then last year was our first year of competitive football, independent, not in a conference, played a lot of the Frontier Conference schools, but was not in the conference. And then this is year two, but the first year being in the Frontier. We have about 110 guys on the team. So great number, great roster size.
How many do you suit up?
This week we're suiting up 67, which anywhere between 60 and 70 we'll be able to suit up throughout the game. So, and we played, last week we played 59 guys, saw action on the field.
Wow.
So we'll play a lot. We like to get guys in the game and rotate and substitute and get rolling, but we're still really, really young. Like Caleb Anderson, which, love this kid to death, our starting quarterback, he's playing for us. He was a year zero guy, so he played two JV games, and then last year got to start for us and played. So if you look at his football career, he's played 11 college football games. That's it. And the thing is, that's not a lot of football. But his talent level, his skill, he's done such an amazing job, of playing. So, he's going into
this. Is he a local boy or is he a?
American Canyon High School down by the Bay Area.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then, we got another quarterback, but Sawyer Hawkins from UPrep.
Okay.
And so he's on the team and he's competing well, and it's awesome to get him coming out there. UPrep with Coach Fortenberry does an amazing, amazing job over there, and getting him is really exciting on that way. So we do have local guys around, but defensively we bring in guys. We have a few JC guys that came in. Like Casey Minna came in from Hartnell, he's amazing, leading our team in so many facets. Or Josh De La Cruz, which he's a Folsom High School. Came up here playing, so we have guys locally from the North State, which is really exciting. I would say 80% are North State guys.
What your program does, it gives young men who have played football their whole lives, but they're not going to play at the NCAA, level one, whatever.
It's the Power Five schools,
whatever, because they're not, maybe they're real good, but they're not 5 inches taller and 50 pounds heavier or 2 seconds faster. But they're really good players. And so what the NAIA does, and especially Simpson, it's giving these really good athletes a chance to compete and continue their love for football and also go to a great university.
Oh, and get a phenomenal degree, an opportunity to change their lives and change their future. Yeah. And, as we talk about in our guys, we're just trying to create generational wealth. Just generational wealth. You get that degree, how that's going to affect you and your kids and your grandkids. You can start a legacy of some amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
But learning with football, the discipline, the structure, the team atmosphere, learning all that, that's just as much generational wealth as the degree and the money you're going to earn. So it's pretty impressive. It's fun. Love it. I wouldn't do anything else.
Well, let's take a quick break here. And we come back, I want to talk about when you're trying to build a culture. You know, one of the things that offering football, and it's one, you got basketball and you got baseball. One of the things about football is my granddaughter, when she went to New Mexico State, when she started there, she wanted the whole experience. She wanted to go to football games. She wanted to go to basketball games. She wanted the experience of being at a university. And Simpson University is offering the whole gamut of experiences plus a great education and in a conservative university. And as we're starting to find out over the last, especially in this last week, that's not maybe a bad idea.
Amen.
So this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Atherton Avenue is where I hung out yesterday for about 20 minutes. I went in there to get my haircut. You didn't say anything about my haircut. I noticed your haircut right away. Did you say anything?
Probably because I got 10 inches cut off.
My wife didn't notice I got a haircut. And I'm not saying anything until she goes, "Did you get a haircut?" And I'll say, "Yeah, a week ago." Anyway, it's a great haircut. It was at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. They've been there since 1967. And it was way before my time. I was just an infant then. But when I moved here in 07, I started going there to Cypress Square. Never left. Never had a bad haircut there in, 18 years now. I really, really like that place. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. And I make an appointment, as you can do, by calling 530-244-9478. Make your appointment, go down, get a great haircut, find out what's going on in town, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. Man's Last Stronghold. You should have your football players going down there. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Sean Daniel, head football coach at Simpson University, and we've got their first home game right here this Saturday out at Foothill High School. We'll talk about that when we get back. Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-41 106085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th, offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit Wind Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, welcome back here to Free Fire Radio. And let me just talk about some of the things that are happening. You know, the trade school's annual fundraiser is going to be September 27th. Sponsorships are available. It's going to be Wind River Resort and Casino, carnival games, live auction, silent auction, raffles. Turn your table into a tribute to your favorite sport or team. And they're going to be awarding the three best decorated tables of the night. It's going to be, like I said, at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's got to be 21 and over, and it goes from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And contact for more information, Trade School, or 530-222-1917. Also, on the 27th, but it's going to be going during the morning, is the Dog and Owner Twinsie Walk put on by Armstrong Supreme Team K9. Training. It's bring your pups. It's dog friendly, of course. Bring your leash dogs for a day filled with fun, exercise, and community spirit. Show off your style. They're encouraging matching outfits for your pup for the extra fun and flair. You can get an exclusive t-shirt while you're there. Tickets are only $25. It's going to be down at the Sundial Bridge Drive, Riverfront Park at the Sundial Bridge. It's going to go from 9 to noon on the 27th. Just contact them at 530-227-5367 or go to Armstrong Supreme Team K9. There you go. I'm here with Sean Daniel, and we're talking Simpson University. He's a head football coach at Simpson University. We're having the first home game of the season in the new conference this Saturday. Starts at 7 p.m., and KCNR 96.5, your radio station, is going to be broadcasting that game.
That's exciting. I mean, I got family over the state. I'm going to be sending that out on my Twitter and my Facebook.
Yeah. Tell everybody. You know,
I'm going to tell everybody.
Well, when we do it for the Colt 45. So they've got kids, you know, we did every weekend game. We had two games a weekend, sometimes three. And the kids who come in from all over, their families could listen to them play.
Oh yeah.
And this is the same thing with you all, because we stream all of our shows.
Yeah, we'll get, you know, we have our game live stream, but we have the radio. We'll have people. We got people that have family. One of our players, I mean, they're all over the United States, so we have a chance to listen from everywhere, from Texas to New Jersey to everyone can listen. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, Jacob does a good job.
Oh yes. And Green does a good job.
Yeah. And the okay now. Building a program isn't easy.
Oh, no.
I mean, you're playing against teams that have had programs for decades.
Yes, sir.
And so you're trying to literally start from scratch, and you got 100 players, which, you know, your recruiting must be great. And what's the hardest thing when you're starting a program, man, Sean, would you say? I mean, if you can narrow it down, say the top five. Say the top five.
I think number one, I think, is constantly keeping the players motivated, understanding the purpose, you know, and the level of competition. You want to be competitive in every game. You want to win every game. That is, that's the ultimate goal. At the end of the day, you get the W. You know, you want to get that win, that feeling. And winning's addicting. It's addicting.
Yeah, and so you can teach that winning philosophy.
I think grappling and understanding, like, okay, when you're building, you're starting from ground zero, you're building a culture of winning, but not just winning when it comes to winning on Saturday. You're winning in the classroom academically. You're winning in the dorms doing things right. You know, we talk about all the time, do right and be first class. Just do right and be first class. And you're teaching that all the time. So, it's hard sometimes when you don't find success right away. And we live in a culture that wants instant success.
Oh, yeah.
Told me, like, instant, oh, yeah. Instant, we want
instant gratification.
We want a microwave football team. 2 minutes start, I was ready to go win. Here's the national championship. It's just like, that's not reality. That's not real. Nothing in life is instant. It's just impossible. But that's the culture and society we live in. So you're combating what you hear on social media to be able to say, no, it's not fast. It's going to be a grind. It's hard. You got to wake up at, you know, you wake up at 5:30 a.m. and you start over again. And if you win, you wake up at 5:30, start over. If you lose, you wake up at 5:30, start over again. You know, there's a process to it, and it's constantly teaching that and keeping your eyes on the process. And yes, it's hard. You lose heart. Yes, you get distracted. Yes, it's painful. And, but as a coach and as a player, you just got to press through on that. And it's like keeping that motivation and keeping the guys on the same wavelength and the same path. And I can't imagine, you know, your military service, there's some times that had to be very difficult and very hard, but you have to just stick to the grind.
Cause at the end of the day, nose bloody and you have to turn around,
you just gotta go.
Regroup and go back again.
That's right. So. And so I can't, in that aspect, that's probably the absolute number one hardest thing. And these are players. Work so hard in the weight room, work so hard in the classroom academically, they work so hard on the practice field. And when you work that hard, you want to see gratification, you want to see success. And when it doesn't happen, you're like, well, then you go back to the drawing table, reevaluate, but you got to press on, you got to redo the fundamentals, the little things. You got to finish. We talk about this all week, man. Got to finish every play. You got to finish every block. You got to finish every tackle. You know, we play the game against PLU. We had 8 opportunities to sack the quarterback for a tackle for a loss. And we were in the backfield, we just didn't finish. And that we had 2 interceptions that we could have had if we dropped the pick. You know, those are game-changing outcomes. Offensively, we have 4 opportunities to throw a fade ball down the sideline, and the receiver runs too close to the sideline, and we catch it and we come out of bounds. Like, if we were just 3 yards in, you know, it's just the little things like that that you're constantly trying to build. It's like, guys, we're not that far off. We're not light years away from these teams. We're these little details, and the details matter in so much.
Oh, absolutely.
And as young as we are, we got guys that are true freshmen playing their second college football game, or guys from year zero only playing their 11th college football game.
And a lot of these kids came from winning teams.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And very, where they had an established program, so they know about winning. And it's frustrating, I'm sure, to them. But like you said, you know, you had a chance for what, 4 sacks?
Oh, yeah.
And somehow didn't finish to get him. Or somebody ran too close to the sideline, so when he caught it, he stepped out. Instead of, if he had been just 2 yards, 6 feet further into the field, who knows?
It's not a talent thing.
You all scored several times.
Yeah. It's not a talent thing. At all. It's not, their talent is greater than our talent. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's the fundamentals that we have to harp every single day. And the players are bought in. The players are all about that. And they're not trying to do wrong. They're trying to do everything right. But when you have a fourth or, you know, a senior or fifth year senior that's done it 500 times, and our guys have maybe only done it 50 times, that matters.
Well, it's technique. Yes. It's leverage. And this isn't like the longest yard where you can carry a set of brass knucks into it and start swinging away. I mean, if you needed some help like that, let me come over.
Like, hey,
coach,
let's go.
Let me coach your guys when you get into the scrimmage.
There you go.
Not only that, but it's an honorable thing too. You're teaching honor and you're teaching not quitting. You're teaching playing clean. It's more than just football.
Yeah.
Much more than football.
The life lessons these players are learning in these, especially year zero, year one, now year two, is overcoming adversity in so many ways. And like you said, a few minutes ago, look at the day and age we live in. Look at the events that happened last week.
Yeah.
I mean, overcoming the problems, circumstances, adversities, and overcoming that is going to make them a better man. It's going to make them a better husband. It's going to make them a better father.
You know, one of the things that I valued as a Marine officer when I was watching my Marines, I mean, you're never going to be the smartest guy there. You're never going to be able to run the fastest or lift the most or all of this. The one thing I looked for was the leadership trait of tenacity that you don't give up, that you keep slugging. You're like the Mustang. You're not the thoroughbred that runs a mile and a quarter and that's it for the next 4 weeks. You're the Mustang that trots and canters all day long. Next day does the same thing again. It's tenacity. If they have tenacity, everything else will come into place. In my opinion, and it sounds like that's kind of what you're trained to.
This week we're talking about, I take a word of the week. Last week was focus. This week is finish. And I talked to the team yesterday. And this is the quote of the week about finish. It's like, starting strong is good. Finishing strong is epic.
Yeah, it is.
And that's we start strong. We now got to finish.
It's mindset.
It's mindset.
Now it's mindset.
And then, guys, we got the players. We got the players. We got the guys. We got the staff. We got the coaches. We have the support from the administration. We have it. It's just we have to finish. We have to get through this time. And sometimes, it's just going to be through a couple years of maturity and growth until guys hit the weight room.
They're
still young in so many areas.
Not kids, but
But
their brains haven't developed.
The network, the team, the love, the compassion, the drive, is exciting to see. Very exciting to see.
I'm here with Sean Daniel, a head football coach out there at Simpson University, the first home game, and we're inviting everybody to go out to Foothill High School, this Saturday. They're going to be playing Mayville, North Dakota, Mayville State University of North Dakota. They'll come down here and just think they're in, Palm Desert. But this is Readiness University, Simpson University, and going out and support the team. The university will be out there, of course, and we will be broadcasting that game on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Refresh your garden at Turtle Bay Garden Nursery's Fall Plant Sale on Saturday, October 4th. Save 20 to 30% on native and drought-tolerant plants, all propagated on-site and ready to thrive in our climate. Turtle Bay members get early access on Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with a sale open to the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive at the west entrance of the gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale, Saturday, October 4th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hey, welcome back to our final segment here on Thursday, the 18th of September, 8:50 in the morning. Tomorrow, House of Realty, and it's one of my favorite shows. I love having Cameron and the Middleton family here, Bruce and Cameron, talking about real estate because, you know, things are happening around here. So happy to have them. Blake Fisher's going to join me at 7:30. I'm going to interview Blake. Nobody's interviewed Blake, and it's time to interview him. And then we got another guest. Of course, we have Haven Humane bringing in the Pet of the Week. And then I got another guest at 7:15, who I can't remember right now, but it's going to be a full day there. So, but today it's going to be sunny and hot, 96. Slight chance of showers tonight. And Friday, a high near 83. And Friday night, a slight chance of showers, but Saturday on game day for football, sunny with a high near 87. And here's how that's going to work for us. And by the way, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business, been in the business here 30 years, great people, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3798. Is that the team that Simpson is playing is coming from North Dakota, where the highest temperature they've had in a month has been 40, maybe 50. And they're going to be down here, and it's going to be 83. You got to keep platooning them and thank just you. Keep running them up and down the field until they collapse, Coach.
Yeah. You know, I talked to their head coach on Sunday. He called me, and they played a game in Minnesota, and that kickoff was 44 degrees.
There you go.
44 degrees, and he's like, man, he's like, I see that it's going to be like 90 down there. And I'm like, yeah, it's going to be a nice cold day. And he was like, we ain't seen 90.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, it's one of those times that you wish it was going to be 100.
Oh, yeah.
I think you know, you got to level that playing field. Level that playing field.
And they run a under center triple option. So ooh. It's going to be hot, sweaty, sticky. Let's go.
And so you got to run without a huddle. Yeah, and just keep them so they're trying to keep up with that and just, you know, fourth quarter hits and they'll lay on the ground and wave a flag.
Wear them out.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Sean Daniel, the football coach, head football coach. Sean, when you recruit people, and Simpson University is an anomaly when it comes to Christian universities. And when I tell people this, it's because their attendance, I shouldn't say attendance, their the number of people coming to Simpson, and there's a word for that, of course, their enrollment has grown 10% regularly over the last 3 or 4 years. It goes up every year in a Christian university in today's climate. And that's really, really unusual when you see smaller colleges and universities literally shutting down.
I think you look at the landscape of small college, and I've spent my career in the past 20 years coaching at small colleges, whether they're a faith-based or secular. It's the same landscape, understand? But if you once you start diverting away from your core values and your core beliefs of who you are and your distinctives – and who you are, what you believe, there's some serious problems. I think, Dr. Hall and the cabinet and the board and the administration and the faculty and all the football coaches and assistant coaches and volleyball and basketball,
all the coaches
as a whole have bought into it and the growth. We were eating lunch yesterday with Coach Kohner, our head men's basketball coach. Him and I are having lunch together, and we're talking about how we couldn't find a parking spot on campus. Because there's so many. I pull in, I'm like, there's no parking. I'm literally in the back 40 parking my car, and I get there, and I'm like, this is crazy.
When I come in for the Citizens Advisory Board, and once a quarter. Yeah, it used to be I could park anywhere I wanted. I mean, anywhere I wanted. Now, I'm like you. I'm driving around. I think I got to get here 30 minutes early just to find a parking spot.
Oh, yeah. You find a good I drop my kids off at school in the morning, and I come in, and I'm just searching for 10 minutes. It's awesome. But, our dorms are 100% full. Our parking spaces are 100% full, and the growth is exciting to see. And then I love the sound. Yesterday we had the big giant crane on campus, dropping off like the AC units on the new building.
STEM building.
Brand new building. Yeah. So you're like, you hear the beeping noise of the crane and the constructions or the cement trucks and all the different, and you're like, gosh, this is exciting.
And that's just one thing.
That's just, this
and
one
part
thing,
of that STEM building, by the way, is going to be a veterans resource center.
A beautiful veterans
It's going to be, it's for the veterans that are there. They've got, 60, 70 veterans, maybe more than that. One of the things that Simpson University wants to do is to grow that veteran population. Yeah. And, I've given my ideas on it, and it just seems growing every year.
We have a few football players now with their
parents. Not because of what I said, it's because of the program they've got there with Tuggle.
Tuggle does a great job.
Yeah, he does.
And in the recruiting process, we have a couple guys that they get GI bills, and then they're going to school practically for free because of what they've done government-wise with the GI, and that's phenomenal to have in that structure.
The Marine Corps is big on football. And they, during football season, they got the regiments playing against each other. And a lot of these kids played football, joined the Marine Corps. They play, they got their regular jobs. But when they're back, when they're not deployed, there's football going on. I could see that when you go down to, when you're recruiting at the bases, so many people leave the service. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Having a university they could go to that, a lot of our military is religious, does believe in God. Having going to a Christian type university, having your GI Bill that gets you the degree and then be able to play a sport that you love.
Yes.
I mean, it just falls into place.
It's great for the North State. It's great for Simpson and the new building with that facility, which, I've got a tour 2 weeks ago, as the construction has been going.
Mm-hmm.
The Veterans Center is going to be amazing. It's, facing on the building, the natural sunlight coming in, the big windows. It's just going to be a huge office and main room. It's going to be perfect. And I'm excited to see where that building, not just in the academics of the classroom, mm-hmm. but what that does for our veterans is going to absolutely take off.
I think so. Yeah. And, Simpson is going to continue to grow.
Oh, yes.
And under Norm Haugh. And you and I were just talking about another team that we really believe needs to come to Simpson, and Norm Hall believes it too. But I mean, so many things are going on. The new, it's not a stadium, but it's a new structure.
Yep.
And that's going to be for that could be, you know, football or like this, but also be used by the community.
It's one thing, you know. I think you mentioned a few minutes ago about some of the schools that are closing are losing. It's because I don't think they are aggressively looking for ways to grow and develop. Like our nursing program is, you know, probably the top nursing programs. It's amazing and it's growing.
Yes.
And it's
one of the top in the nation.
Oh yeah, by far. And so, but we can sink resources into that, let it grow, and we just, you know, get 40, 50 new students, and it's exciting to see.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, if you don't grow, you die.
Amen.
And, you know, and businesses understand this. Small businesses, you got to take that next step.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it takes to keep growing, or, you know, to attract things. And Simpson University under Norm Hall has grasped that. He brings in great people and he's got vision.
And that's football is the main part, one of the main parts is exciting. And
it is.
This game Saturday at against Mayville at home, you know, at Foothill at 7 o'clock.
It's going to start at 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how much tickets are, but, I don't care. we're going to be broadcasting that game, but there's, you know, as this really helps the team because their families can hear this from all over.
Amen.
The broadcasting.
Yes.
But it's our university here, and we need to support Simpson and Simpson football. Because we're going to say we knew them when they weren't doing well, and here they are playing in the championship.
Yep.
There you go. Sean Daniel, thank you so much. Tell your kids not to give up,
and
we're proud of them.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, everybody, have a good day. And it's going to be 96 today, so be aware of that. You know, hydrate. Don't leave anything in the back seat of the car like your dog or your kid. And God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.